part of the team at Spring Green. I have not got a call back from Steve or JT.
I didn't either. It's that aeration machine that has a little kick. It'll drag you if you're not ready for it.
You did that a few years ago. And then
you might have a little piece of grass between your teeth.
Yeah, well, that's part of the deal. I did the whatever that was in Ogden.
They are Cubs fans over there.
Oh, yeah. I did the city building in Ogden, sprayed it. Sorry about those weeds that popped up a week later. All right, stand by. We'll be back. It's Election Day.
You're listening to WSJK, ESPN 93.5, Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals. Americans can now vote in 43 states. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
You can't stop Trump from your couch. We can only do it by coming out to vote.
Senator Bob Menendez hopes to be reelected in New Jersey, the Democrat there, while in Florida, Republican Governor Rick Scott's trying to flip a blue seat red.
There's a lot of big talkers in D.C. I'm going to be a doer. It's going to be fun. We're going to have a big win today.
Fox's Evan Brown's live at a polling place in Pembroke Pines, Florida.
Yeah, Dave, a steady stream of people have been coming here to the Southwest Regional Library to cast their ballots.
Super easy. It's my second time voting at this precinct since I moved into the neighborhood, and it's always been empty election day, so it's always nice to go and vote. I was in and out in about 10 minutes.
Tim voted. Now he's off to work. Maria, too.
Make a change. Try to make a significant change in what's going on overall.
Though a number of people are leaving with frustrated looks on their faces, their precinct had moved and they didn't know they're being given the right address. The races are tight here in Florida and in Missouri. Live now to St. Louis and Fox's Jeff Manasso.
Evan, President Trump marked the end of his midterm argument with a second trip this week to Missouri last night.
America's extraordinary comeback is the envy of the entire world. The whole world is talking about. We're the hottest nation in the world.
And like many other states, early voting in the midterms has surged, and we've seen some long lines already as voters here are now deciding in a pivotal U.S. Senate race between incumbent Democrat Claire McCaskill and rival Republican Josh Hawley. Dave?
And Jeff, Democrats need to flip 23 Republican seats to win the House, and the Senate, they need to win two more seats to take control there. One of the states where the polls just opened this morning is Montana. There's a tight Senate race there as well, but voters will have to deal with some wintry weather. Could be stormy in the South and Mid-Atlantic. There have been already damaging tornadoes in Mississippi and in Tennessee, where a woman was killed overnight when a house collapsed in Rutherford County. This is Fox News.
All money managers may seem pretty much the same. But while some money managers may recommend high commission investment products, Fisher Investments avoids them. Some money managers may have hidden and layered fees. Fisher Investments never does. And while some money managers are happy to earn commissions from you, whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're structured to be on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come to us from other money managers. Talk with us and find out why so many experienced investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
A terror threat apparently thwarted in France. The AP reports French security agents arrested six people for an alleged plot to attack President Macron, though one official says the plan was vague and not finalized. In Iraq, ISIS may be gone, driven out of the territory they claimed as an Islamic state, but more evidence of their reign of terror has been uncovered.
UN experts saying they found 202 mass graves in Iraq from the 3 years between 2014 and 2017 when ISIS ruled some of the country's largest cities and towns. The investigators say that in total, the graves could contain up to 12,000 bodies and that more sites may still be discovered in the future. As ISIS swept across Iraq, it executed people en masse, the UN calling the graves a legacy of the group's terror. Simon Owen, Fox News.
On days after Tennessee executed a condemned killer in the electric chair, Four other death row inmates also want to avoid the lethal injection. They want a firing squad.
The four include David Earl Miller, the longest-standing death row inmate in Tennessee, who is scheduled to be executed next month. Miller was sentenced to death in 1981 for the rape and murder of a mentally challenged woman. Miller will be asked Tuesday to choose his execution method. The lawsuit seeks to delay that decision until a federal judge can review the case and delay Miller's execution. The last time a firing squad was used in an execution was in 2010 in Utah, when Ronnie Lee Gardner was executed for the 1984 murder of an attorney during a failed courthouse escape. Just three states, Mississippi, Oklahoma, and Utah, use firing squad as a method of execution. Lee Silicera, Fox News.
In California, two death row inmates carried out their own executions, committing suicide within hours of each other Friday into Saturday. One of them was a serial killer who murdered eight people. On Wall Street, stock futures are down slightly ahead of today's trading. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Hey, good morning, ESPN 93.5, 8:05. Local news with Rich Hancock this morning, brought to you by your 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. When you plan to buy your next home, go with Justin Gensler and the 217 mortgage team at Illinois National Bank. Visit them at their new location, 217 South Neal in downtown Champaign.
Good morning, I'm Rich Hancock with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Champaign County drew the most early ballots in the area with 32,454 returned out of over 35,000 ballots requested. More than 4,000 ballots were turned in across nine voting locations in Champaign County on Tuesday alone. It's election day and voting is from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. The most expensive Illinois governor's race in history will be decided today. Incumbent Republican millionaire Bruce Rauner and Democratic challenger billionaire J.B. Pritzker, heir to the Hyatt Hotels fortune, have combined to spend a record of well over $240 million on the race, according to records, including nearly $120 million in campaign advertising. And demolition is set to begin in preparation for a 17-story building in Champaign. Several sidewalks and loading zones will be closed during the project. You're up to date. I'm Rich Hancock.
The spirit of competition, you see it all over Central Illinois. People who take pride in giving it their best, because the local sports scene gives us a chance to excel, just like homeownership. Hi, I'm Justin Gensler with 217 Mortgage Team at IMB, and we understand what it takes to be the best and to be part of the community. That's why we're happy to be there for you every day, making your life better in your next home. We strive to be the best, so if you're looking to purchase your first home or your 10th home, call the 217 Mortgage Team at Illinois National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 47721. Justin's NMLS is 611367.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 three-day forecast on this November 6th, Election Day, midterms 2018. Diane Ducey.
Well, we've got overcast conditions now, breezy with wind gusts as high as 36 miles per hour. Right now, we're up to 25 miles per hour out of the west. High 53 down to 35 with partly cloudy conditions by this evening. Sunshine expected tomorrow with a high 46, low 28. We've got sunshine in the forecast Thursday with a high 43. Thursday evening, though, there's a 30% chance of precipitation. That could be in the form of rain or snow, with a low of 30 on Thursday night. Partly cloudy on Friday, high 40, 38 on Saturday, but at least it'll be sunny. We're currently at 47 on ESPN 93.5.
All right, at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to give you a little more, because you're not going to hear it anywhere else. I'm going to give you a little more on the Cape Girardeau rally that Donald Trump had last night. It was third one of the day. I get tired doing Dancing with the Stars or the Don Moyer Boys and Girls.
Yeah, you burn your wick when you're speaking in front of people.
He did three. He went to Cleveland, Ohio. Then he went to somewhere, Indiana. And then he was in Missouri.
They're saying the Midwest is where people are focusing on.
Well, there's a lot of races, a lot of key races, particularly in Indiana with the Senate and Senate in Missouri. But anyway, something happened that was poignant, that was compelling, that was touching, but it showed a little grace and a little about the makeup of the crowd in Cape Girardeau last night. Donald Trump stopped the rally for over 8 minutes of just standing there while a woman was being attended who had collapsed, and it was very unique. And what the crowd did, stand by, I'll do that coming up at the bottom of the hour if you want to hear this. It's unbelievable. I said, I'm not going to hear about this. Nobody's going to cover this because it's touching. And it's so unique. Bottom of the hour, we'll do that. Okay, Election Day, again, we encourage you to vote. This is how we settle things. It's very contentious. Lots of very unhappy people. And this is how we settle our differences. We go to the ballot box and we vote. We're very civilized. We have a great system. Not perfect, but it's the best we have. Best in the world. Opportunity for you to exercise what you believe at the ballot box. The editor-in-chief of the New York Analysis of Policy and Government. He served in both Republican and Democratic administrations on state and local levels. Mr. Frank V. Vernuccio in New York City. Frank, how are you, my friend?
It is great to be with you again. Good morning.
Good to have you. Okay. What do you think?
Well, I think anyone who makes predictions after 2016 is engaging in a fool's game. You know, an ex-poster who worked for us once said that with the advent of cell phones, you really couldn't trust polling because people who were making a response in public often said what they thought people around them wanted to hear rather than what they actually believed or intended to do in an election. So I think that clearly polling has not done well since the advent of cell phones. So it's going to be hard to tell how this election is really going to shape out. Now, we know a couple of things that are facts and figures. We know that the Democrats have outspent the Republicans by about 3-2 margin. That's significant. We know also that the media coverage of the campaign, with a certain number of limited exceptions, has been universally pro-Democrat, and that certainly can have an effect. For example, big scandals have been ignored. For Andrew Gillum, running for governor of Florida, has an FBI investigation that's ongoing into his background. That hasn't been discussed much by the media at all. Up in Georgia, Stacey Abrams owes the IRS about $50,000 in deferred tax payments and owes more than $170,000 in credit card bills and student loan debts. That hasn't been discussed very much at all.
All right. Well, it's all coming down to who's showing up. I mean, we had a lot of early voting, but we can't tell. We know the Democrats are fired up, but because of Brett Kavanaugh, I think it riled up the Republicans. I think the Republican, Scott Adams, who writes Dilbert, says he thinks it'll be the biggest GOP turnout in midterm election history.
Well, I think there's something else that's involved, too, that's going to be really telling. During the first two years of the Trump administration, two traditionally core Democratic groups have done exceedingly well. Black Americans have faced the lowest unemployment rates pretty much in history, and blue-collar workers have done very well through the president's policies on trade. Now, those are two core Democrat constituencies, and this election is going to show whether they show up to continue to support the Democrat Party or whether those gains they made under the 2 years of the Trump administration will sway them either to stay home or perhaps to support Republican candidates.
Nobody normal in politics would put his name and face and image on the line like Donald Trump has done with this, because traditionally the average loss for party in power is 28 seats in the House. They only need 23 to take over and give it to Nancy Pelosi. But Donald Trump went out there, 11 rallies in the last 8 days. It's unbelievable, Frank. I can't believe, first of all, I can't believe his energy.
That's true. I think we've rarely seen a president do as much in a midterm election as President Trump has. I also think that there's a bit of a culture war going on. You can see that in the Arizona race between a former war hero, Representative Martha McSally, versus Representative Kristen Sinema, who is a very hard left individual. So we're going to see whether the impact of the almost relentless onslaught by the mainstream media touting the Democrats is going to have a significant effect in this campaign.
Any predictions, Frank?
I don't think that it's safe to make any predictions. However, it's clear that the Republicans will probably pick up a couple of seats in the Senate. I suspect that the House race will be a lot closer than is predicted right now. The hard part about predicting the House races, though, is that unlike races for Senate or president, House races are very local affairs and generally do not hinge on big, broad national issues. If your local congressman has done well by you in terms of if you had a constituent complaint, did you call up his office and were they nice to you? Did they do you a favor? Those are the things that really matter in a local congressional race. So you can't really peg that to broad national trends, which makes the House races so difficult to predict.
My guess, Frank, because I'm already out there on the line and I might be totally wrong, I'm going to say Senate plus four or over, House holds. Thank you very much. I'm here all week. How do people find you, Frank?
Well, thanks for asking. I'm at usagovpolicy.com.
Thank you, buddy. Always a pleasure.
Look forward to our next discussion.
Frank V. Vernuccio, Jr. is out in New York City, ESPN 93.5, 8:15. Just a guess. I don't know. It's what I'm feeling. Might be wrong.
Right.
We'll see. I think it'll be interesting locally in the state. I mean, they say Erica Harold's the only Republican that has a chance statewide elections with this, you know, Secretary of State and all the offices. J.B. Pritzker is widely thought to win today over Bruce Rauner. I don't know. I know that, you know, would they spend $100 million? I mean, right. There's $5 billion spent on
We're
this.
Certainly meeting. Getting the message. Yeah.
$5 billion spent on this election. Isn't that amazing? That is a lot of money. And let's see. Rodney Davis and Betsy Lonergan. I mean, that's interesting, the 13th congressional. Mm-hmm. That involves how many counties, though? I mean, Champaign County isn't just, you know.
Isn't that 19?
Something, a bunch. They gerrymandered
like
that.
It's shaped like a glove.
It's shaped like a lot of driving. Sports headlines coming up.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
A middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable. So don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
If you're looking for a great car dealership, look no further than Honda BMW of Champaign. Vin Quattrone and his team just received the Honda President's Award in 2017, meaning they're one of the best Honda dealerships in America. They offer great deals. They have a tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time and customer service that'll keep you coming back. So before you buy, make sure you give the award-winning Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Just off Neil at Brewash and Savoy, online. DriveChampaign.com.
Hi, I'm Troy Lands from Lands Inc. It's fall, and it's a special time to buy a Trane heating and cooling system for your home from Lands. For a limited time, we're offering discounts up to $1,000 or special long-term financing with approved credit on qualifying Trane systems. That's $1,000 off or special financing. Call Lands for details or find us online at LandsInc.com. And remember, it's hard to stop a Trane. I'm Troy Lands. You can count on my company because you can count on me.
See Lands or visit Trane.com for complete program eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions.
All right, 8:18, sports headlines, ESPN 93.5, Diane Ducey.
NFL action had the Tennessee Titans over the Dallas Cowboys 28-14. On to our Illini. We'll start our basketball season on Thursday against Evansville. And congratulations to our winner. I've made the price sheet
Cole.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Cole won.
Yeah.
I'm glad he listens
Cole
to
Cole from split. Spring Green.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
Yeah.
And Illinois Volleyball ranked number 4 again in the Illinois Volleyball Coaches Association Top 25. American Volleyball Coaches Association Top 25. In fact, there's 7 teams in the Big Ten in the Top 15. Illinois Volleyball to face Rutgers on Friday. The women's basketball team in action against Alabama A&M tomorrow at 11. Our football team will take on Nebraska at 11. Just looking at that forecast in Lincoln, mostly sunny and a high 44 expected.
Chilly.
Well, I think we're about the same. I think we're a little worse, actually.
Yeah.
Bulls over the Knicks, 116 to 115 in 2 overtimes. Houston Rockets beat the Pacers 98-94.
All right, let's check your ESPN 93.5 changing weather forecast.
We've got a high of 53 expected, cloudy and windy, especially in the morning, partly cloudy by tonight with a low 35. Sunny tomorrow, high 46, low 28. Sunshine on Thursday with a high 43. Chance of precipitation Thursday evening, could be rain or snow with a low 30. Back into the sunshine on Friday with a high 40. Right now the temperature's at 47. ESPN 93.5.
Yeah, we'll see what happens in the state of Illinois. It'll be fascinating. Polls are open till 7 o'clock.
That's right.
You have not done that and get the little I vote sticker. I presume I would be very surprised if it wasn't pretty brisk this morning with a lot of people voting. Hope so. Again, go to your polling place. Go to Champaign County Clerk's website. They'll tell you where to go to vote. Just put in your address.
I always thank the election judges for working, too.
Yep, I appreciate them as well. 820 ESPN 93.5.
From the Fox Business Network, drugstore chain CVS is reporting a strong summer quarter. Sales at existing stores rose more than 6.5%. CVS is in the process of merging with Aetna. The combination has cleared the Justice Department after it agreed to sell its Medicare drug business to WellCare Health Plans. General Electric is selling its current lighting division to American Industrial Partners. It's not revealing the price of the sale. Current sells LED lighting for businesses. An executive of the Papa Gino's pizza chain is blaming higher employee costs for pushing it into bankruptcy reorganization. Chief Financial Officer Corey Wendland says the company's been dealing with a higher minimum wage and higher health insurance costs. However, the Boston Globe says the company's owner, private equity firm Bunker Hill Capital, has tens of millions of dollars in debt. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
ESPN 93.5, it's 8:26. All right, coming up, I wanted to play a clip from the Cape Girardeau rally last night. It was Donald Trump's last rally in support of Josh Hawley. Boy, that guy has a great voice. He got him. I said, I wonder if he came from radio.
Yeah.
Really nice voice.
A lot of good guys coming from radio from Cape Girardeau.
There you go. Rush Limbaugh.
Uh-huh.
Who did kind of the open. David Limbaugh was there. That's also Sean Hannity's attorney, David Limbaugh. So Sean Hannity was there. Justice Jeanine was there. He brought up Ivanka. He brought up Sarah Huckabee Sanders. Got a lot of applause.
Huh.
Being chased out of the restaurant. White House spokesperson taking a lot of abuse. I mean, they didn't stop clapping for Sarah. They really
nice to give her some love.
Yep, and Kellyanne Conway also on stage. They just kind of wanted to acknowledge the women that have really been big for Donald Trump.
Kind of the backbone of the operation.
So anyway, a woman collapsed and fairly near the front, probably row 10, and Donald Trump saw this, and how he reacted and what happened spontaneous in this crowd tells you a lot about the crowd. I want to play that for you next. You don't want to miss this one. ESPN 93.5, 8:27.
On November 6th.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. It's Election Day in America. Every U.S. House seat is up for grabs. 35 senators will be elected. Democrat Bob Menendez is trying to keep his seat.
We take no vote for granted. We take no New Jerseyan for granted.
The people of New Jersey deserve better.
Republican Bob Hugin's trying to take that seat away. There are races for governor in 36 states. 36 million Americans voted early this year. The body of a National Guard soldier killed in an insider attack in Afghanistan. Brett Taylor is back in the United States. He was mayor of North Ogden, Utah.
Taylor's widow, Jenny, met his casket when it arrived in Camden, Delaware.
It seems only fitting that Brent, who in death now represents so much more than anything, something so much greater than any of our own individual lives, has come home to U.S. soil in a flag-draped casket on our election day.
Taylor also leaves behind 7 children.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Rich Hancock with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The Urbana Alumni Association is supporting all 94 Urbana middle school teachers. The alumni are surprising each teacher with a $50 gift certificate to the Idea Store. On October 22nd, a similar gift was given to each Urbana high school teacher. Arctic air is set to plunge into central Illinois by the end of the week. Meteorologists say a system will develop in the central plains on Thursday and bring precipitation Thursday night into Friday morning. And long early voting lines at the Illini Union were discussed at the IU Senate Executive Committee meeting Monday. A student who got in line said 195 people were ahead of him, and it was taking about an hour and 20 minutes to cast a vote. The Champaign County Clerk has subsequently been notified. You're up to date. I'm Rich Hancock.
Is your job sucking the life out of you? Wake up! You can do something else. Information technology. I know what you're thinking, but I'm not a math and science person. No problem. No excuses. It's not rocket science. It's my computer career. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. Mycomputercareer.edu. That's mycomputercareer.edu.
If you're looking for a great car dealership, look no further than Honda BMW of Champaign. Ben Quattron and his team just received the Honda President's Award in 2017, meaning they're one of the best Honda dealerships in America. They offer great deals. They have a tremendous service department with problems fixed right the first time and customer service that'll keep you coming back. So before you buy, make sure you give the award-winning Honda BMW of Champaign a chance to earn your business. Just off Neil at Brewash and Savoy, online, drivechampaign.com.
It's that time of year again. Illinois basketball is starting up, and we're a month away from Game Day Spirit's semi-annual stadium sale. Mark your calendars for Saturday, December 1st, and be ready to shop your heart out at Memorial Stadium. Game Day is looking to liquidate end-of-the-season inventory and bring a great selection of apparel with amazing prices to the Great West Hall at Memorial Stadium. Finish all of your Christmas shopping early and relax this holiday season. Game Day Spirit Stadium sale is Saturday, December 1st. Get your gear Game Day and go Illini.
All right, here is your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
Cloudy and windy to start. Wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. We're up to 25 miles per hour right now. Today's high 53, down to 35 with some clearing out by tonight. Sunshine and a high 46 tomorrow, down to 28 in the evening. Sunshine to start on Thursday with a high 43, 30 the low Thursday night, 30% chance of precipitation early, then overnight there's a chance for that precipitation to change to snow. Right now the temperature's at 48, ESPN 93.5.
Well, a couple of items you probably aren't going to hear anywhere unless you listen to Fox about the Charles Grassley's 414-page judiciary report following the Brett Kavanaugh hearings. The Jane Doe woman has said it was a lie. She made it up. She's in trouble. The Michael Avenatti woman who said gang rapes, they're being referred to the FBI. But you don't hear that. It is a news story, but you're not going to hear it because it's not in line with what most of the media believe, which is what a bad guy Brett Kavanaugh is. But I think there's certainly should be some follow-up if, in fact, they find these issues. And the woman said, I didn't do it, and I lied. So that's pretty absolute. Not hearing that. Also, at the Cape Girardeau rally last night, something very unusual happened, and I'll tell you all about it next.
In the 101st District, conservative reformer Dan Calkins is the right choice for our families. As our state representative, Dan Calkins will lead the fight for lower taxes, balanced budgets, and good-paying jobs. Dan Calkins shares our Central Illinois values. He's endorsed by pro-life advocates, Second Amendment supporters, and the Illinois Farm Bureau Activator. Change Springfield. On November 6th, elect Dan Calkins to fight for us.
Paid for by the committee to elect Dan Calkins.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib, and this is your Motivational Minute. I'm thankful for many things. I'm thankful that I'm alive today. Many friends have passed away from cancer way too early. For food on the table, many are going to sleep hungry. For a car that runs, for warm socks and a winter coat, for heat in winter and air conditioning in summer, for clean water, a stove, and indoor plumbing, for a surprise phone call from an old friend, for those who help the needy, and for people who open the door for others. For those who take turns exiting the parking lot after an Illini game. For those who let others in front of them in the grocery line because they have less items. For those who let others merge into their lane. For those who say please and thank you. and I'm thankful for family, faith, and for America. What are you thankful for, my friend? Make your list and be thankful and grateful and give a little love to others. By giving away a little sunshine, our life will regain some of its own sunshine. I'm Habib Habib, and this was your Motivational Minute. More at HabibHabib.com.
West Main Dental, Illini Smiles Dental, and Angel Smiles Dental are very thankful to help, heal, and service families all throughout East Central Illinois. And that's why in the month of November, they're celebrating and giving thanks by giving back to folks who work hard every day to make our community great. Throughout the month of November, West Main Dental, Illini Smiles Dental, and Angel Smiles Dental will give anyone who comes in the office for treatment a $50 credit, or if no treatment is needed, a free fluoride treatment. If you're a public or government employee, teacher, or employed by a local school district, you're eligible for this offer. Do you work in law enforcement or support those who do? Are you employed by a local area hospital or a first responder? Then you're eligible as well. Take advantage of this offer today. In-office treatment with a $50 credit, or if no treatment is needed, a free fluoride treatment. Find out if you're eligible by calling 607-1292. Call 607-1292 to see if you're eligible for this offer. And thanks for making East Central Illinois great. From your friends at West Main Dental, Illini Smiles Dental, and Angel Smiles Dental in Urbana, Champaign, and Rantoul.
Pia's opens every morning daily at 7 a.m. You will find it all at Pia's with live video gaming, sports, food, drinks, and fun. See you at Pia's, West Springfield Avenue in Champaign. Serving food 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. and drinks until 2 a.m. daily. Pia serves up its famous 10-ounce slugger burger along with great wings and so much more. You will find it all at Pia's with live video gaming, sports, food, drinks, and fun. See you at Pia's, West Springfield Avenue in Champaign.
Usher in the holiday season on Saturday, November 24th at the Christie Clinic Parade of Lights. Come enjoy lighted floats, music, and good cheer. Special thanks to our sponsors, Aeroglass, MMS Rentals, and Feldkamp Towing. Visit ChampagneCenter.com to learn more.
Yeah, you're announcing that, aren't
you? Yeah, I'll be the MC right there above Big Grove Tavern, and Jim Turpin is the Grand Marshal.
Longtime iconic Jim Turpin will be the Grand Marshal. Miss Illinois Grace.
I'm so excited about that.
Miss Illinois Grace Cacciatore will also be in that parade.
Excellent.
I think it's a horse-drawn carriage. Okay, last night, Cape Girardeau. I mean, Donald Trump did three rallies yesterday, so you can't really cover them all. I did happen to watch the last one. Rush Limbaugh did the introduction, and he's from Cape Girardeau. The crowd was crazy. More people outside than inside, which is kind of the normal. Rush Limbaugh said Barack Obama's doing these rallies, and he's getting 1,000, maybe 2,000. Joe Biden's doing them, and he can't fill a phone booth. Nobody can do what Donald Trump's doing with these crowds, and I think he's right.
Wow.
He said nobody in Washington can draw like this. Nobody. So he's there, and it really is nuts. I mean, the rally is crazy. People are going crazy. All of a sudden, to the left side, as you're looking at Donald Trump, his right, his eyes catch something right in the rally. He's looking down, 10th row.
Is there a doctor in the house, please? Doctor? Doctor, please. Thank you. Thank you very much. Take your time.
A woman had collapsed.
Doctor, take your time.
People,
we have plenty of time, right?
People rushed to her side. It's a woman. Now, they have panned out. A lot of times these rallies zoom in. You really can't see anything else. Oh, there are a lot of people in this.
Thank you, doctor. Take your time, doctor.
So that's what the president does. He stops everything for about 9 minutes. That's all you hear right here. You're hearing exactly what I hear. And watch. So there's all kinds of activity of Secret Service everywhere. President's kind of looking down. He can't go on. He doesn't think it's appropriate because there's a woman with serious issues in front of him. And he sees it, and he doesn't know what to do except wait.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't want to get the crowd whipped up. You got a woman seriously in peril, apparently. So you've got emergency people. And this is going on. You hear that when the crowd is whipped like this, you know, they're fired up.
Sure.
That's fine. Take your time.
So that's all he does. He says, take your time, take your time, take your time. The thing goes on for another 6 or 7 minutes. And then something that the crowd does spontaneously was I just sat up. I said, who are these people? So they're at this rally. This woman is in trouble. They're still working on this. I fast forwarded 6 minutes. And then something happens. spontaneously sang Amazing Grace. The president's clapping. He told them to say a little prayer for the woman. This doesn't sound like a bunch of deplorables to me. Sounds like some very solid, good Midwestern people in Cape Girardeau, Missouri. A couple of moments later, they're now carrying her out on a gurney. Crowds cheering. And the president would resume. Does that not tell you something about the audience last night in Missouri? Wow. They also did the Lord's Prayer. Wow. ESPN 93.5.
Houlihan's at 1900 South 1st Street in Champaign is so close to the State Farm Center, it only makes sense to meet there before the concert or game. Enjoy dinner and drinks to start your great night out. Thursdays from 6:30 to 8:30, enjoy local talent performing live at the lounge. Why not take it up a notch and get a room? Surprise your sweetheart with a first-class experience. Make arrangements by visiting stayattheeye.com. Houlihan's and the Eye Hotel and Conference Center. For meetings, special occasions, or events across the street.
This is Rob Meyer with Provident Financial Group. Finding your way to retirement may feel a bit like working your way through a maze. Without a guide, it's hard to see if you're headed in the right direction. We can offer guidance along the way to help you see the big picture and make good financial decisions. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign or call 217-366-3456 or online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
I used to post to job boards.
Only to sort through tons of resumes.
Just to find a few candidates for
my sales team.
My hair salons.
That old process was
not smart. Then I went to ZipRecruiter.
Its technology scans resumes for me to find the right people.
And actively invites them to apply.
So I get qualified candidates fast. Smart.
See why ZipRecruiter is rated number one by employers in the U.S. Try it now for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Based on Trustpilot rating of hiring sites with over 1,000 reviews.
Duralast batteries are proven tough to perform in temperatures of 140 degrees and 40 below zero. Because when you can start in extreme conditions, you can start in everyday conditions. Like running late for work, a broken alarm, creepy parking spots. Duralast, proven tough and only at AutoZone. Visit any of our 5,500 locations nationwide and let us do more for you.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
There are a bunch of judges on the November ballot. Do you know who to vote for?
I really like Ramona Sullivan. Did you know that of the 14 current judges on the circuit court, all of them are white and Republican and 13 are male? How is that an accurate representation of our community?
That is appalling. Judges make crucial decisions that impact people's lives for years, and that is one perspective being represented.
Ramona's been a legal aid attorney for 22 years, has three kids, lost her first husband, and was a single parent. I really like what she has to say about balancing the bench.
It's settled. I'm voting for Ramona Sullivan for circuit judge this November 6th.
Paid for by the community. Committee to elect Ramona Sullivan. I'm Ramona Sullivan, an experienced attorney running for circuit judge. There are many Tuesdays in my life that I will never forget. Tuesday, July 4th, 2000, when my first husband died due to Marfan syndrome. Tuesdays in July, in 1995, in 2000, and in 2014, when I gave birth to my three children. And Tuesday, November 6th, 2018, when I hope to be elected as circuit judge so that I can bring to the bench all of the valuable perspectives that I have gained from my personal and professional experiences. Please help me balance our bench. Vote for Ramona Sullivan. Paid for by the committee to elect Ramona Sullivan.
All right, sports headlines, 847.
Tennessee Titans over the Dallas Cowboys, 28-14. Also in professional sports in two overtimes, Bulls over the New York Knicks, 116-115. Houston Rockets over the Pacers, 98-94. Rafael Nadal has suffered an abdominal injury inside the last few weeks ahead of that Paris competition last week. So he's due to have some surgery. That bumps up Novak Djokovic as ranked number one tennis player. Also, we've got the St. Louis Blues hosting North Carolina today, and the Blackhawks have fired coach Joel Quenneville yesterday. Three Stanley Cups to the Blackhawks, the longest tenured coach in the NHL. Looks like they're going with Jeremy Culleton as the new coach. He's 33 and becomes the youngest head coach in the NHL. Illinois soccer did not make the NCAA tournament. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
Hi, it's Stevie J. When I needed a new roof, I called Roof Doctors. Actually called a lot of roofing companies to get estimates. But you know, I felt great talking to Randy. I felt that he was honest, reliable, and affordable, and I felt I could trust him. You know what? I was right. They did a terrific job. After they did my roof, I had him do my mom's roof. You know how much you have to like a company to recommend to your mom? With 30 years of experience and the best warranties, call today for a free estimate at 328-7529 or go to roofdoctorsco.com.
Troy the Turkey here, and once again, I am boycotting Thanksgiving. Can you humans enjoy something else other than turkey in November? We see you eyeballing us right about this time. Each year and every year, I lose tons of friends. For the love of God, we need a break. Serve up like a Thanksgiving pizza from Rosati's in Urbana. People like pizza, right?
While we know you'll most likely be eating turkey on Thanksgiving, Rosati's Pizza would like to give thanks to all our loyal customers who visit us each week throughout the year. Stop by Rosati's Pizza at 701 South Gregory in Urbana or online at myrosati's.com.
No turkeys were harmed recording this ad.
If you're looking to save money at a grocery store with fresh fruits and vegetables, with in-store help, and someone who bags your groceries, I invite you to visit Value Check, where cost plus food creates more savings. Value Check, where quality and price meet you in the middle. Did I say you'll save money? You'll save money. Fantastic specials every single week. If you want to save money on your groceries, visit Value Check today. They're at 1914 Glen Park Drive in Champaign.
It's that time of year again. Illinois basketball is starting up, and we're a month away from Game Day Spirit's semi-annual stadium sale. Mark your calendars for Saturday, December 1st, and be ready to shop your heart out at Memorial Stadium. Game Day is looking to liquidate end-of-the-season inventory and bring a great selection of apparel with amazing prices to the Great West Hall at Memorial Stadium. Finish all of your Christmas shopping early and relax this holiday season. Game Day Spirit's stadium sale is Saturday, December 1st. Get your gear at Game Day and go Illini.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
Ugh, a middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI. Because not everybody experiences EPI the same way. Which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable. So don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com. Complete the symptom checker and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
This is Eric Mullen with Provident Financial Group. Finding your way to retirement may feel a bit like working your way through a maze. Without a guide, it's hard to see if you're headed in the right direction. We can offer guidance along the way to help you see the bigger picture, make sound financial decisions. Contact us today at 3017 Village Office Place in Champaign. Or call 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, we'll talk about it tomorrow morning, but I really honestly do not know what's going to happen. I don't know. Democrats get out and vote. They could probably blue wave this thing. If they don't, then red tide could be possible. I don't know. I have no idea. I have a gut feeling that things are so good with the numbers, the economic numbers, everything else, that I don't know if there'll be a great deal of change. It looks like the Senate, just by the math and the way everything's lining up, that the Republicans will gain a few in the Senate. But the House is just a crapshoot. It really is. And generally speaking, in history, over the last 150 years, opposing party wins a bunch of seats. The average is 28. Barack Obama lost 60 in like 2010. So, I mean, so it's likely the Democrats will take the House. But, again, these are not normal times. So,
right.
No idea. So get your popcorn and watch coverage on
it's
whatever you want.
It's pretty exciting to be able to vote.
It is exciting, and there's passion on both sides. We just need to make sure we keep it civil. But we can't be civil, according to Hillary Clinton, until the Democrats take control. So maybe if they take control, the civility can begin. Or will that be an investigation that'll begin? I don't know, man. It is out there. Anyway, stand by. The Jeremy Warner program coming up.
Polls are open till 7.
Polls are open till 7. Jeremy Warner coming up to talk some sports. Mm-hmm. Fighting Illini in Nebraska, 11 a.m. kickoff. We're like a 19-point underdog, which I don't really get.
Sunny and 44 in Nebraska.
It's going to be chilly.
Game.
As they do the warm-ups, it'll be in the 30s.
That's true.
It might touch 44. Otherwise, it'd be in the 30s, frost on the breath, all that stuff.
Right.
But I don't know, man. The defense from my Fighting Illini kind of flying around.
Exactly.
Kind of feeling it.
Uh-huh.
And Nebraska's 2-7 with a terrific offense. But I got a new defense with my new defensive coordinator.
That's Lovie Smith. That's right.
Maybe. I don't know. Who knows? I'd like to see a victory in Lincoln because I think the Iowa game would be well attended.
Exactly.
Because you'll have, technically, with the new figurine, it's possible 5-7 could even get to a bowl game.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, fun that we're even talking like this.
Exactly.
Remember when we were just after Maryland and everything was over and it just done and then we score 55 against Minnesota.
Right.
Could anybody possibly have predicted, was it the fifth highest point total we've ever had?
Wow.
Okay.
Illini.
Go vote.
Exactly.
Okay.
Enjoy the day.
You got your I Vote sticker?
Not yet. I will.
Good for you.
Mm-hmm.
Way to go. Okay, Jeremy Warner next. I'm Stevie J. That's Diane Ducey. Thank you again for listening. Stay with us. A whole bunch of good stuff coming up with the Jeremy Warner Show. And then, of course, Tay and Karp this afternoon after Dan Lebatard. All coming up here on ESPN 93.5. And again, back in the morning between 7 and 9 to discuss what goes on. It could very well be a very late night. Probably a few races just by odds. They'll have to recount and undeterminable and all these other things. I mean, who knows? It will be fascinating. Okay, we'll talk to you tomorrow. I'm Stevie J. Thank you for listening. Have a great Tuesday.